This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together.
Lighten up, it's Friday.
That's it, we did it!
We did it!
Thank God it's Friday!
Crank it up into the weekend. Going to party in Dallas with my friends at the NPA, but Super Don, we'll still be doing a live broadcast then. But what about today's show? What shall we do?
Well, know. You know what day it is.
It is... I don't know what day it is. What day is it?
It starts with an F.
Yep. It's time to... Oh, it's Fake News Day.
Fake News Day. Yay!
No, it's not.
I forgot to play the theme. Dang
oh, darn it.
Right.
No, it's Freshman Friday!
That's right.
Yay! Hey, we got, before we bring Captain Morgan in, we've got Dr. Linda Isaacs. I just received the new book by Dr. Nick Gonzalez. And yes, I know he's passed from this great place, but he's gone to a better place. But he's left us behind incredible information. And we're going to talk with Dr. Linda Isaacs about the new book, so stand by for that. And if Captain Morgan is not upset with us old folks, maybe she'll stick around for two Freshman Fridays because we love her. Captain, are you with us?
I am here. Coffee
Yay.
In hand.
Well,
ready for Friday.
The reason you have coffee in hand, probably it's extra large, is because you've had family visiting, and you know how exhausting that can be.
I do love all of the kinfolk, but it's anytime you've got something changing up your schedule and a lot of extra people to kind of please and be concerned about, it does take a little bit of a toll on you. So I'm moving a little slow today, but I am here. I'm glad to be here.
FF stands for Family Friday. Okay. We've got some stuff to do. Remember, the notes are up. Thanks to Captain Morgan. RobertScoutBell.com. Check it out, including, hey, you know what? Boys and girls, it's time to sign up for The Truth About Vaccines. It is free to view, and we have a link in the show notes, and you'll see a banner there as well. For those of you who can see banners online. So check it out. We have, do we want to discuss vaccines today, Captain? I mean, it is timely because this month of April is just about upon us, and obviously because of The Truth About Vaccine reveal, we need to hit this again and again and again.
I think so. I mean, if our loyal listeners will be patient with us, we're constantly having new people write into the show to ask us first-time questions, and I love to speak to them about the topics that we talk about all the time, but hopefully kind of cover some of the foundational pieces of it, because I don't know if other people function this way, but if my husband comes home and starts talking to me about something in the news cycle and he starts saying a whole bunch of names that I've never heard of before, I just kind of tune out. Sorry, honey. I hate to admit it.
No.
But I need a foundation. I need to understand the backstory. Who is this person? Can I see a picture? What's happening? Okay, now you can tell me what they did yesterday. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, of course it does. But that's why, you know, we have you here doing this, because it's the same scenario. We don't want anybody droning out over information that's not landing properly. So for me, this is a great, great special time when we get together like this.
Awesome. So let's talk about the truth about vaccines. It is a documentary that our dear friend Ty Bollinger has produced with his team over at The Truth About Cancer, which has been out for how many years now?
Oh, I think at least 3 years now. Different levels and like I said, sequences, if you will, have come out that have gotten better and better with each subsequent series. So this is really, I've seen it visually, some of the clips from The Truth About Vaccines. And if you like production values, they've stepped it up even higher this year, which is great, on top of the fact that the information and the people that are interviewed are bringing information that, you know, in the regular media, the old media, they've never presented this perspective. And the thing is, it's decidedly not anti or pro. It is about the information and giving you the tools to make better informed decisions about how you want to, you know, interact with the medical community, particular as it relates to vaccination.
And it seems like vaccines have been more and more in the news almost on a daily basis. I feel like you can't open a news site without there being some article on a new vaccine that you need, or anti-vaxxers going crazy over something. And now President Trump has had some conversations, or appointed one of the Kennedys to some type of coalition, and Ty is involved. Can you explain that a little bit, and why Ty was in Washington talking to people before this documentary came out?
Well, it was a couple of weeks ago. He was covering at the National Press Club with Del Bigtree, and we have who else have we had on this? I mean, we've been covering this for years, so it's sort of like my
mind. Tony Muhammad was there.
Tony Muhammad, which is a great, we've actually replayed his interview. It was so good. But we're talking about bringing folks together, a coalition of people that are very concerned about the science that claims, or the people who claim there is science to support safety and efficacy of vaccines with no questions allowed to be asked. And RFK Jr. put together a coalition with the World Mercury Project to say, hey, show me, you know, $100,000 prize for you. Anybody out there in the media can come up with even one scientific journal paper, peer-reviewed, that has proven the safety of vaccines with thimerosal or mercury. Now, obviously, on this show, we look at a broader perspective than just mercury, although that is a big, big, big one. And even the mercury-free vaccines contain measurable but trace amounts of mercury, and that can be dangerous. We're asking, and the folks that are asking are just saying, hey, look, can we review something that hasn't truly been reviewed and given a fair hearing? And, of course, the response has been the science is settled. And you mentioned the term anti-vaxxer. People who are, bringing these questions up are not anti-vaccine. In fact, they've had their kids vaccinated, as evidence of why they're bringing this up, because they saw things happen afterwards. So whenever you hear the science is settled, you hear a message of someone who doesn't want you to look below the rock that something might be hidden in.
Do you think it's fair to say that science is ever settled? I feel like we've read a few articles this week on the show that have talked about errors in scientific journals or kind of changes in use of the scientific method.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, are we any further along in our scientific certainty than we were, say, in the 1950s?
How many hours do we have to explain this to answer this question?
Oh, it's a great question, though, isn't it? But you're right. It's hard to condense it down. Honestly, if you look at science in a scientific way, right, like research methods, scientific methods, these things, you recognize that to state that the science is settled is an unscientific thing to say, because there's always new levels of understanding. Sometimes we learn things that deepen our understanding of something that you think is settled, but more often than not, another scientific review or study conducted legitimately according to the scientific method completely overturns what you perceive to be settled science. This constantly happens. So, go ahead, Super Don.
And I just want to throw in there, just, you know, the perspective from over here in the peanut gallery. It depends also on what you're referring to, because, you know, when somebody says science, is science ever settled? Well, okay, in a Puritan, sterile environment of science, you know, when you go down to the strict meaning of the word and the definition, No. I mean, honestly, there can always be a hypothesis and a conclusion that has been disproven and overturned, because science is something in its purest form, something that is always called something called self-correcting, right? That, you know, somebody comes out with a hypothesis about something, they do a test, they come to a conclusion, they say, this is what it appears to be. And then at some point, it's possible that that can be proven wrong. It doesn't mean the science would, which is funny. They say it doesn't mean we were wrong. It just means that we are self-correcting.
Yes.
But, for example, you know, to say that science has never settled, if you walked outside and climbed up on the roof of your house and stepped off the roof and went on the ground, okay, we know gravity exists, and we know why it exists, and we know it's real, right? So for somebody to say, is it settled science that gravity exists? Well, yeah, kind of. And why? Because it's been proven, replicated over and over and over. We know it exists. So in a situation like with gravity, we don't have to question as to whether is it possible if I step off my roof that I might float away into the sky. No, that's not possible. We pretty much know that by now. But in situations when we're talking about vaccines and things of that nature, there's contradicting science.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not settled because there are too many questions and there are things that haven't been proven to a certainty at this point. Is that a fair enough evaluation, Robert?
I like it. What about you, Kevin?
Okay.
Well, I just think what's so interesting about your analogy about the gravity is this is something I've been forced to kind of face in my own health journey, and I think I've been here with you guys for about a year now listening to all of these diatribes. And
diatribes.
When you talk about gravity, though, it's interesting mm-hmm. because gravity is a law of nature, and when you're talking about putting toxins into a kid, when I have this vaccine conversation with people, not all kids are created the same. And I think what's important to think about in science is that science can tell you what a typical reaction might be based on kind of the laws of nature and how one organism relates to another organism, or gravity, or detoxification processes typically work. But if you lined up 20 people on a street and they all jumped off the same spot on a house, each one would be injured in a different way, wouldn't they? Probably.
Well, yeah, and depending on the height, what are the tolerances of the human body in general, too. But you're right, individualization of treatment, much less if you talk about one size fits all with vaccines, that is patently unscientific. And, of course, that's where we're going to go next. And, Captain, can you stick around and do a Freshman Friday Part 2 next hour?
I will stay.
Awesome. Well, we're going to go with Dr. Linda Isaacs. We'll talk about the brilliance of the individualization of diet in cancer and health as it relates to the autonomic nervous system, a brand new book I want you to get. We're going to talk about it when we come back.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and CancerTutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
I just received a book in the mail from Mary Beth Gonzalez, and it happens to be Nick Gonzalez's latest book, which you're saying, well, how is that possible? He's no longer with us in body, but he's still here in spirit, and the things that he did in practice are, thankfully, he took such copious notes. It's been converted into a book that he had been working on when he was alive, and this is called Nutrition and the Autonomic Nervous System, The Scientific Foundations of the Gonzalez Protocol. And I couldn't think of anybody better to talk to at this point than someone who worked with him for 25-plus years, clinically and otherwise. And she's here with us now. Dr. Linda Isaacs, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, good morning, Robert. It's always a pleasure to talk with you.
It's great to have you on board. There's not a day that I don't think about Dr. Nick, and of course you worked with him closely all of those years, and just the conversations that we would have that going in all different directions on the air and off the air, and I'm certain, you know, as a professional colleague too, working with him and helping so many patients out over the many years, I'm just grateful that this information is not being lost.
Well, I think it's certainly my goal to make every effort to be sure that it's not lost, and I know that Mary Beth is working hard for that as well. I'm really grateful that she was able to go ahead and get out the case books, which the first volume is out already. The second volume will be coming soon. But this work on the nutrition and the autonomic nervous system is really just as important because it provides a lot of the theoretical underpinnings for what we do and why we would tell different patients to eat different diets.
Yeah, in fact, in your foreword, I mean, you launch into it, and, you know, Dr. Nick and I, of course, talked on the air about it, but it can be considered a very complex you know, issue to understand, to get into the nuances and it's what I respected so much among many things about Dr. Nick, and of course you working with the methods as well, and you continue to do so, that there wasn't a one size fits all approach, and you go right into the forward and open up on that, how unique it was to have someone that said, you know what, we found these diets don't work the same way for everybody, right? There's some that are sympathetic dominant, some that are parasympathetic dominant. And because I launched into the book Reading Your Forward, I was like so excited that that was where it started. And it, I think it'll give people a lot of understanding moving into it why there was not a one-size-fits-all approach.
Well, I think for your listeners, it might be a good idea to go ahead and break down what the autonomic nervous system is. I know it's one of those things that we learn about in medical school, but most people wind up forgetting it because we don't use it on a day-to-day basis in regular medicine, that is. But in the work that we do, we think about it all the time. And of course, you know, people don't necessarily remember their high school biology. So the autonomic nervous system is in charge to the functions of the body that we don't consciously control. We don't control our blood pressure. We don't order our stomach to digest what we just ate. But those things just happen, but they are under nervous control, and that system is the autonomic nervous system. The two halves of it are the sympathetic and the parasympathetic systems. The sympathetic system is the stress response system. So when it is stimulated, it will raise the blood pressure and speed up the heart so you can pump lots of blood to the muscles so you can move fast, to the brain so you can think fast. It tends to shut down your digestion because if you're about to get hit by a bus, for example, digesting your lunch is low priority. It can wait. The parasympathetic system is in charge of the rest and digest systems, repair systems. It's also in charge of the immune system, and so when it fires, it will tend to slow down the heart and lower the blood pressure. It will tend to stimulate the digestion, and it will also tend to stimulate the immune system. And for ideal health, you want to have these two systems working in a balanced kind of way, because there's times you need to respond to stress, but there's other times that you need to do the repair work of the body. And most of the people that we see, those two systems are out of balance in one direction or the other. One of them is on too much of the time. And what that means is that the other system doesn't get a chance to do its job. When the sympathetic system is overactive, one very common problem that can result is high blood pressure, because the sympathetic system raises the blood pressure. So if it's on too much of the time and kind of gets stuck in an overdrive position, you wind up with high blood pressure.
Well, Dr. Isaacs, we're up on a break. Hold that thought, because this is so fascinating, and I just love following on the work of Dr. Gonzalez, a friend of mine and, of course, colleague of yours for so many years. And the book is Nutrition and the Autonomic Nervous System, the Scientific Foundations of the Gonzalez Protocol, and it's out and available. We have links up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. We'll talk about dietary choices based on that and what you can learn from the book as well after this break. Stick with us. Lots of great healing coming up.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, we continue now my interview with Dr. Linda Isaacs, who worked with Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez for so many years, and I've seen her also out on the circuit speaking and lecturing as she does, and she sees folks, patients, a lot of Dr. Nick's patients continue to see her, and again, God bless you, I'm just, you know, I was here. I'm emotional even now. You can understand about that. This work continues. That the people that Nick was helping are continue to be helped, and that others also learn from this and apply it in their practice. And, you know, before we dive back into the autonomic nervous system and how diets impact the sympathetic and parasympathetic, going back in your memory banks, what was it that initially intrigued you about this? Because so many doctors, as you know, kind of when they get into medical school, they get pharmaceutical horse blinders. They don't want to study so much on nutrition. They're more fascinated by organic chemistry and the molecules that can be created by man via oil and patented and approved by FDA. Why were you not swayed to go that direction instead of working on these things that are, I believe, are so important to real healing?
Well, in my own case, really, it was meeting Nick and then hearing about the research project that he was engaged in. He was investigating Dr. William Donald Kelly's work, and Dr. Kelly was actually the one that came up with or built upon the work of other researchers to create everything that I've been talking about so far. But Kelly had astonishing results with cancer patients. And, you know, from my point of view, you know, theory is cheap. It's results that you want to see. People have all kinds of elaborate theories about all kinds of things. But what you want to know is, does it work? And so what I started with was the learning about the patients that Dr. Kelly had seen that were alive and well years after they should have been dead with various horrible diagnoses. And that then led to me getting interested in, okay, so what Kelly's doing seems to be working. What does he say is the underpinnings? And that's where we get into all this discussion about the autonomic nervous system. So that's what got me there. I suppose I always had a little bit of skepticism about what I was learning in medical school, partly because I had worked in a research lab as an undergraduate, and I noticed that the investigator there, he had a tendency to, you know, if an experiment came out six different ways, he'd pick the one that he liked the best and publish it.
Yeah.
And you know, it turns out there was an article in JAMA not too long ago talking about that very subject, that a lot of the basic research in the medical world can't be repeated. In other words, people try to go back and do the experiment and get the same result, and they find it doesn't always work out too well. So, unfortunately, while I think evidence-based medicine is a good idea, a lot of the evidence isn't necessarily as good as what the medical world would like to think. So it behooves us all to have a certain, you know, does it work mentality about just about everything, whether it comes from a pharmaceutical company or wherever it comes from.
Well, duplicatability, Dr. Isaacs, as you know, is like paramount to, you know, scientific validation. And so many of these studies that come out, as you said, there's a research bias or there is an economic bias to find a certain result that promotes a particular molecule or set of molecules that will be very profitable for an industry. So science has been sold out in many cases. I don't think that's so much new for folks to hear anymore, although many in the community, scientific community, unfortunately realize that if they want to keep paying for their automobiles or whatever it is that they want kids going to college, that they learn that the money flows only when they're doing research in a certain direction. And what Dr. Gonzalez did and what you've done and continue to do is buck the trend of what's necessarily expedient and profitable for what actually works. And, of course, the attacks, the shunning, all the things that happened in his life may continue. But I think more and more, and this book is going to help in that way, more and more people, and doctors included, are looking and saying, you know what, there's something to this. I better back off of my bias that I had coming out of school or with all the money that was flowing in a certain direction. I need to look at this if I want to help my patients, or else my patients are going elsewhere. And the reality is nutrition is the fundamental aspect, along with detoxification, for prevention and reversal of these diseases. And again, the book here, Nutrition and the Autonomic Nervous System, The Scientific Foundations of the Gonzalez Protocol. We have links up if you want to get it. Believe me, I just read the opening, and I'm taking it with me to Dallas this weekend. I can't wait to get all the way through it. But the Dr. Isaacs, again, going into this, the parasympathetic and sympathetic, the idea that diet, like there's some doctors even today say, well, the only way you can heal is on a raw vegetarian diet. And Dr. Gonzalez, and you've said, you know, not necessarily. There are people that doesn't benefit. And then there are others that say, you have to eat as much meat as you want, right? And that's not always good for everybody either. And how is it determined which way to go?
Well, just stepping back to the autonomic nervous system, somebody with an overactive sympathetic system is typically going to feel better and do better on a more vegetarian diet. Red meat makes the body more acid, tends to stimulate the sympathetic nervous system even more. And so a sympathetic dominant who eats a lot of red meat will make their sympathetic system even stronger. A parasympathetic dominant, on the other hand, if they eat a vegetarian diet, it will turn their parasympathetic system on even more and make them feel worse. They would actually do well on a red meat diet. And then there are some people who are fairly balanced, whose metabolism can shift a little bit on a day-to-day basis, and they do better with a variety of different types of foods, not eating either extreme.
Mm-hmm.
In effect, if you, like, I know in a lecture once, I actually used my left arm and my right arm to illustrate, you know, the two ends of the spectrum, the extreme sympathetic dominant, the extreme parasympathetic dominant,
mm-hmm.
and you can shift people back and forth across that continuum based on what they're eating. So a vegetarian diet tends to push people towards the parasympathetic direction. A red meat diet tends to push them towards the sympathetic direction. And it really depends on where they start as to what diet is best for them. So I'll find myself, you know, I myself, my diet is more on the vegetarian side, but not extremely so. I do eat mm-hmm. some animal protein, but I'm not eating it, you know, three meals a day. And so I'll find myself at times telling people to eat something that's more vegetarian than what I could tolerate, and other times I'll find myself telling them to eat a high red meat diet that's almost difficult for me to explain, because I know I myself would feel terrible if I ate like that.
Yes.
But they look at me like they've died and gone to heaven, and they say, I've been dreaming about exactly what you're describing. Do you mean that I can eat meat with a lot of fat? And I say, yes, and they look so happy.
Yes. Well, and I love this about, you know, all the years having Dr. Nick on the program, where we talked about the individualization of, you know, what does this patient need, right? Not what I am dictating based on a philosophy of diet of whether you should be a vegetarian or not, but it was, you know, as a homeopath, we talk about individualization of treatment. And I think ultimately of all, you know, healing arts, if you don't individualize, then you're just putting a lot of square pegs into round holes, and it may not be beneficial. You know, I my mentor in homeopathy said, you know what, the diets out of Asia, which can be fantastic, like different macrobiotic concepts, some people are, their lives are saved by that, but other people could die on that. So I had a tradition before I knew about Dr. Nick and you and the things that were going on, that there were others out there, maybe not in the traditional allopathic medical fields, that had figured it out too. But again, that's the beauty of learning from each other. And I know that Dr. Nick was always open to learning new things, even as brilliant as he was and is and what's coming out in this book. And again, that's a harbinger for me. You know, if I have a real healer that I'm connected with, they are always open to learning more, and it's exciting. Every day is exciting. What are we going to learn new today? What might a patient bring to us that we didn't know before?
Yeah, that's definitely true, and I've been very grateful to God for the serendipity of it, you know, having somebody walk in with the answer to a problem that another patient is having. That happens all the time. I mean, it's really great, because it is just so incredibly helpful when that happens. You know, the whole idea that different people need different diets, I do think that the mainstream medical world is going to figure this out again fairly soon, because there have been studies, you know, for instance, the Atkins diet back in the 80s, 70s and 80s, Dr. Atkins was reviled for the concept that some people needed to eat a low-carb diet. Now there are researchers from Harvard that say people should eat a low-carb diet. So the world is changing bit by bit, and I think the concept that different people need different things might even be mainstream in another 10 years. It wouldn't surprise me at all.
Right, but I love...
I hope that they will give people like Dr. Kelly and Dr. Pottinger, especially, who was one of the first to talk about this way back in the 1940s, I believe it was. I hope that some of those early practitioners will get some credit, but that's not always the way the scientific world works. You know, you just take what you can and build on it, and sometimes people don't get the credit they deserve. We can hope we will.
Well, exactly. And again, you know, Nick, had so much more work to do. And again, I appreciate that you're continuing on these traditions and on building upon them, and also your contributions to the new book are, you know, absolutely wonderful as well, to set the stage for what people can learn. Because, you know, this is like life goes on. You know, we have tragic losses in our lives, and it's just part of life, as we know. But as a healer myself, it's like I just see things that are brought out to the world, and I say, my gosh, we can't have that loss to the world. Even, you know, as Nick, you know, read about and learned about and worked with these doctors that may have been shunned by others and saw the light and said, you know what, this I need to dig deeper on. And again, it's an inspiration for us all. And the fact is, people are alive and well that shouldn't be based on what are considered, let's say, mainstream perspectives of the allopathic ideologies. And again, you continue to see success based on those things as well.
That's right. And it is, you know, very important to just keep these things alive. I truly believe that. That is definitely my goal. I mean, my number one goal is really just to take care of the patients that have entrusted themselves to me giving them advice. And, you know, secondly, to let people know that the work is still here, and that if somebody wants to be a patient, you know, please go visit my website, which is drlindaeye.com, and it will tell them what they need to do if they want to come in to see me.
Beautiful.
I always want to review some information before we make appointments. But,
of course.
I'm still here. I'm still here, and that's what I want to let people know.
Hooray. Hey, stand by. We've got a little quick break, and we got another five-minute segment before Dr. Isaacs has to run. TheGonzalezProtocol.com is also a link to find out about the book. We also have the link to the Amazon purchase place, and I hope you'll all get it. I'm just so excited to get through this. Dr. Linda Isaacs is my guest. We continue to talk about this. And that broadcast healing that we do lives on. Thank you so very much. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you aware there is a 99% chance that you are magnesium deficient? This causes devastating health effects on hundreds of critical functions in your body, yet it is one of the easiest things to remedy. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, here to tell you that we have the perfect non-invasive solution for this problem, and it's called Ease Magnesium. There are hundreds of magnesium pills and powders on the market that do not solve the problem because they tax your digestive system and can actually harm your kidneys. With our topical magnesium called Ease, you simply spray our fully absorbable liquid on your skin, and it instantly increases your magnesium levels. Ease relaxes your nervous system while smoothing out joints and muscles. Ease also allows you to have the deepest sleeps you can imagine while your body bathes itself in this essential mineral. To get the relief you deserve and see the benefits of all our activation products and order Ease Magnesium, go to EaseMagnesium.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's EaseMagnesium.com, 1-866-271-7595.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indie Hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indie Hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have, and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie Hammered Knives. Custom knives made in America.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
When a storm causes power loss for a whole day, it can seem endless. There's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power for not just days, but for months or longer. Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. And CENTCOM General Lloyd Austin says it's not a question of if, but when. That's why Americans are rushing to secure solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. And the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all. Portable and lightweight, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. If a blackout strikes, you'll have power for heat, lights, cell phones and computers, and critical medical devices, all from the rechargeable solar power. Our first introduction sold out fast, and with high demand, we can't guarantee keeping the supply in stock. Stay protected with the power you need. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. Right now, enjoy our special easy pay option. Just go to blackout27.com. That's blackout27.com. Blackout27.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we're talking with Dr. Linda Isaacs, and she worked with Dr. Nick Gonzalez for so many years and continues on a lot of the work and tradition. She also wrote the foreword to Nutrition and the Autonomic Nervous System, the Scientific Foundations of the Gonzalez Protocol. You can find the links in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. You can learn more about Dr. Linda Isaacs by going to drlindai.com. That's also linked up in the notes. And as I mentioned, the book available on Amazon. You can also go to thegonzalezprotocol.com. And we talk about individualization of treatment. Is this a book that you perceive that both a doctor or a layperson can pick up and follow? Because there's a lot of, detail in it, but I know it's not to say, okay, you read the book and suddenly now you can be a doctor and you can do all this stuff, but I think the principles are sound and the information is very accessible.
Well, Nick always wanted to write so that anyone could access the information, and I think that for the most part the book does that. There are a few places where he's talking about one particular researcher named Dr. Gellhorn, who did a lot of work in this area, And some of that gets a bit technical. But for the most part, we've found that motivated lay people can get something out of these works as well as a medical doctor. And I think that the big take-home point for me from all of this for an individual, whether they be a doctor or a layperson, is the concept that different people may need different things. So what that would say to me as a general medical consumer is that if I'm following a particular type of diet or a particular type of regimen and I just feel absolutely terrible on it, that it may just mean that it's not the right diet for me. Mm-hmm. The common thread among all of the diets that we advise people to eat are to use unprocessed foods, natural foods, so whole grains, organic food, food that you make at home, not food that you get out of a box or get out of the drive-through lane. But beyond that, it starts to get into a lot of variation because, again, we believe that different people need different things.
Mm-hmm.
So if you, as an individual, are following a vegetarian diet and having dreams about red meat, that may be a fine.
Yes.
that you need a bit more protein in your diet.
Sure.
And different practitioners can sometimes be very dogmatic about this issue,
right.
Partly because they're on a particular diet and they feel wonderful on it, so everybody else should be on it too.
So important, Linda. I mean, I can't tell you how many times that I've run into this, that people write whole books about the diet that's perfect, and it may be perfect for them, but it's not perfect for everybody, except that we come to that common agreement that it has to be clean, unprocessed, whole, organic. And of course, I loved talking with Dr. Nick over the years to say that's where we start. That's the common ground, because nobody has a pesticide deficiency, right? Nobody has a deficiency of now Roundup or genetically engineered ingredients. So cleaner foods, getting closer. And he made great friends of some of these chefs in New York and around the world that understood that concept of fresh whole foods, farm to table as well, which was so much fun. We can enjoy food again, recognizing that it nourishes us and that, each of us has those different needs. So it's fun to hear you remind me and talk about it as well. And again, encouraging folks to pick up the book. It's just sensational that this keeps going. I'm just so grateful to Mary Beth to continue and to you. And you also had someone else help on the book, I believe, Colin.
Yes, Dr. Colin Ross, and he's been of enormous help to Mary Beth with all of this. Nick used to joke, actually, that he didn't have writer's block. He had writer's diarrhea. He could just keep going and going.
Yes.
So there's a lot of material that he wrote that never saw the light of day until Mary Beth started working on it. I mean, there was no way, given the time demands of just managing, taking care of the patients, and I needed to move my office. I mean, there was quite a lot to do, to say
sure.
the least. And there's no way that I could have done it. So I'm really grateful to her and to Colin for everything they've done in terms of getting more of Nick's work out. And it may well be that more will follow. She's really focused on the scientific work, but he did a lot of writing in a lot of different areas. So there's more to come from Nick Gonzalez.
Beautiful.
Although he's unfortunately left us.
Yeah, well, Dr. Linda Isaacs, God bless you. Thank you so much for all that you're doing as well. And thanks for coming on to talk about the new book. And, always love having you on as well. And I'll get Dr. Colin Ross on to talk about it, too, and Mary Beth again. And, my gosh, carrying on that tradition that, of healing and integrity. And those of you who want to learn more about Dr. Linda, it's drlindai.com. Again, we've got lots of links in the show notes. Go get the book. Support the efforts, because this is going to transform the world for the better, health and healing. And again, Dr. Linda Isaacs, thank you for being with me and helping me bring the power to heal back where it belongs with each and every one of you.
It's always a pleasure to be on, Robert. Thank you.
All right. We'll be back with more powerful healing after this news break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
When a storm causes power loss for a whole day, it can seem endless. There's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power for not just days, but for months or longer. Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. And CENTCOM General Lloyd Austin says, it's not a question of if, but when.
That's why Americans are rushing to secure solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. And the Breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all. Portable and lightweight, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. If a blackout strikes, you'll have power for heat, lights, cell phones, and computers, and critical medical devices, all from the rechargeable solar power. Our first introduction sold out fast, and with high demand, we can't guarantee keeping the supply in stock. Stay protected with the power you need. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. Right now, enjoy our special easy pay option. Just go to blackout27.com. That's blackout27.com. Blackout27.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.